The Sundance Film Festival opens tonight in Park City, Utah, a 10-day showcase of independent films. It's expected to draw some 40,000 producers, actors, distributors, filmmakers, and movie buffs. The festival, though, has largely ignored one independent film genre that was born right in its backyard. Mormon cinema, as it's called, is thriving in Utah and in Mormon communities elsewhere. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
It's only been 3 years since distinctly Mormon films targeting Mormon audiences have played in multiplexes coast to coast.
We know where every single Mormon on the face of this planet lives. We have picked our audience, and we are catering directly to them. We know what they like, and we'll hit them head on.
Dave Hunter is co-founder of Hailstorm Entertainment, a Utah-based company which produces and distributes films for the Mormon market, the so-called Jello Belt.
There's 11 million members of the church right now. 5 million of them live in America. 1.5 million of them live in Utah. 750,000 of them live in California. And maybe 10% of those will go see the film. So if that boils down to 200,000 or 300,000 people that will actually pay for that, that will justify our box and us doing it.
That formula worked for the Hailstorm film Singles Ward, the first comedy in the Mormon cinema genre. Everything in Singles Ward is an inside joke, from the title to the music to the Mormon cultural references in every scene, including this one featuring Utah cops making a traffic stop with guns drawn.
Put the casserole down and step away from the minivan.
Non-Mormons could use subtitles to make sense of Singles Ward, which seems to be the point. Producer Dave Hunter.
Nobody really understands us or knows us, so to think that people outside of our concentrated Mormon areas are going to be interested in a Mormon story, we kind of feel that the rest of the world doesn't really care about the Mormons a lot.
Singles Ward didn't need the rest of the world. It played in more than 160 theaters, sold more than 100,000 videos, and reaped close to $1 million in total profits. That's a blockbuster in Mormon cinema, and it's not the first.
Hi, I'm Elder Dalton. This is my companion, Elder Allen. We're missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ.
Listen, I'm a little busy.
Mormon missionaries are a common theme in Mormon cinema, and they're the focus of God's Army, the very first film in the genre. It has its comic roots, but it's mostly a story about faith and the challenges to faith.